It's a muggy Thursday afternoon at the downtown Country Market. Now, in its 33rd year, the market, which is organized by Buffalo Place, is bustling. It provides downtown workers with access to fresh seasonal produce, as well as a selection of prepared foods. Many of the farmers that come to this market represent farms run by third or fourth generation farming families. Ransomville Senek Farms has been coming to the downtown market for more than 10 years. Owner Sherry Senek has noticed more interest around the notion of eating local.
We really have seen the huge increase in the popularity of farmers markets. It's great. We love it. We're seeing it's not just the older generation who did all the canning and,
sure,
you know, and have always come to farmer markets because there were so many more farms years ago than now. Now it's a lot of the younger people.
Western New York is home to more than 7,500 farms, raising everything from stone fruit and fresh vegetables to wine grapes and livestock. In the city, it can be hard to remember that agriculture is a major economic driver for our region. But once the growing season really hits its stride and the farmers' markets are in full swing, there's no question that our bounty of local fruits and vegetables is a major benefit to living in Western New York. Sandy Schwab of Gasport's Schwab Farm has been coming to the downtown Country Market for over 30 years and is glad to see that customers are increasingly interested in buying local.
People are buying more fresh. They're coming out to, you know, get something fresh from the farm instead of buying it in the grocery store, supporting the farmers.
And do you feel like people are connecting more with the farmers than they used to? I feel like farmers now have, like, the personality of the farmer matters, the name of the farm matters.
Yes, they're connecting more with the farmer, coming, you know, face-to-face with the farmer instead of going to the grocery store.
And what do you think the benefit of that is for you as a farmer who does a lot of markets?
That they're buying local. They're buying New York State instead of buying California or shipped in.
According to New York State's Department of Agriculture and Markets, the number of farmers markets in Erie and Niagara counties has more than doubled in the last 10 years. In 2005, 13 markets were on record with ag and markets, but in 2015, that number has reached 31. That's notable growth, given that as a region, both our population and the number of farms we have has decreased overall. On each Thursday during the growing season, you can find Patty Banning, the founder and volunteer coordinator of the new North Buffalo Farmers Market, at work in the parking lot behind Holy Spirit Church. Shoppers roam the market stalls, selecting from a broad array of fresh produce, cuts of meat, handmade sausage, baked goods, and even prepared food from vendors like Jolie's Chinese and visiting food trucks. In its second year, Banning and her team have developed a special mix of top-notch vendors and community support, resulting in one of the most popular new farmers markets in the area. Banning has seen the access to local fruits and vegetables embraced by her community, including chefs from many Hurdle Avenue restaurants. What led her to begin a new market?
Not only am I passionate about supporting farmers, eating healthy, creating community where there was an empty parking lot, but I purchased a home in North Buffalo 3 years ago, and I asked my neighbors, where is the nearest farmers market? And they said, we don't have one. So be the change you wish to see in the world. And I dove in head first and never looked back. My one regret is I didn't start this sooner.
Most area farmers markets will stay open through Halloween. You can find a current list of Erie and Niagara County markets online at buffalospree.com. For WBFO, I'm Krista Glennie-Sashew.